The state of California is attempting to sell $4 billion worth of bonds this week. They're hoping it will help keep them from asking the federal government for a bailout to meet their programs and keep their services running, because tax income is not steady throughout the year. California and other states borrow short-term to pay their bills when revenues are temporarily insufficient. Now, with states facing the same problem faced by millions of businesses, tightening credit markets, at the same time their revenues are sinking, many budget officials are worried that they may not be able to borrow when they need to. Florida Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink says the credit environment is challenging, but not as bad as California's.
We're keeping a very, very close eye because we've seen, actually, we've had a trend here in Florida over the past year and a half of lower sales tax revenues coming into the state, and 70% of the state's revenues are based on sales taxes. And the situation is not going to get better yet. So I am keeping a very close eye on the state's checkbook, if you will, and being sure that our revenues, our disbursements or our payments are not exceeding our revenues. The legislature did give the governor the ability to go into the rainy day reserve that we have, which we've already done that, the $750 million out of $1.5 billion reserve. And then the next place is possibly borrowing from the Lawton Childs Endowment or borrowing from the from other resources. So we're not quite under the gun as much as at all like the state of California. Now, that's not to say that the legislature is probably going to have to come back in a special session, Mitch, right after the election at some point before next March, and do some further cutting of the state budget, and that's going to be tough and hard. But I'm keeping my eye and ensuring that we are very fiscally responsible. And fortunately, right now, we aren't having to do any borrowing at the state level. We will have to go out and issue some bonds after the first of the year. But for us, we're expecting that the credit markets be settled down by the first of the year.
Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink, you mentioned that the state is so dependent on sales taxes. Of course, we had the Budget and Taxation Reform Commission meet last year. They came up with some ideas, but there was a lot of disappointment that came out of the commission that we didn't really reevaluate how the state collects revenues here. With the emphasis so much on a sales tax here, perhaps too much of an emphasis on it, what are your thoughts about that going forward with the state in terms of how it stays solvent, you know, where we still don't have, say, a state income tax?
Well, I'm very interested in the issue of fairness, in terms of fairness of our tax policy. One of the issues that has been raised by organizations like Florida Tax Watch, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, for example, is that is the subject of internet sales. In many, many other states, companies engaged in internet sales are continuing to pass back the appropriate amount of sales taxes back to those states. That's not true here within the state of Florida. So I think, for example, we ought to look at the exponentially growing area of internet sales and perhaps reduce the sales tax rate of retailers here in the state of Florida, but start collecting the appropriate sales taxes from internet sales. That would be a way to create more fairness in the system and more of a level playing field, because our retailers here who employ people, who provide jobs for people all over our state, believe that they are not competing on a fair basis. That's just one example of the kind of conversation I believe we need to have about fairness in the way that we collect our revenues. And certainly, we ought to ensure that we're collecting revenues from and collecting taxes from people who legitimately owe taxes. And I'm sure that there are cases in which maybe we're not aggressive enough about collecting what people really owe, and that creates a burden on the rest of us who are trying to do the right thing.